The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Describe the camaraderie between John Cremins and me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the hour in which those of you who have a clue, those of you who have a life, those of you who want to change your reality, come and present yourself. I was actually watching last night Shark Tank. Do you ever watch that show, even though we say that what we do here is sort of a combo between Shark Tank and American Idol?
Yeah, I've watched it for all the time it's been on TV.
They had the most foolish coming, these people wearing these crazy, not wigs, but they were fur things, different colors. You can see Mark Cuban was really uncomfortable. The black guy, whose name I can never remember, he had looked ridiculous. The whole thing was really foolish. And I was trying to figure out what they, and they were talking about they did $1 million here and $1 million there. Who would wear that stuff? Anybody who saw it, you know what I'm talking about. It was just craziness. We, on the other hand, are here to bring stability to the lives of those who have wondered and wandered far and wide, wandered around trying to get some help, trying to figure out whether their idea, their invention, their business has any validity to it. I noticed that there are more and more people who are doing rather, I don't know if strange is the right word for it, but very interesting calls for action and money on the various crowdfunding sites, Indiegogo and Kickstarter, and there are, I don't know, half a dozen of these that are fairly good. And every time somebody comes on here, we give them the opportunity to present themselves. If you're looking for money, this is a good way for you to get attention, because My Cool Inventions has a fund. There are lots of ways. If your idea has any value, there are lots of ways of getting support. Just get yourself here. Patricia Holmberg with the bag swag will be with us later on in the hour. In the meantime, things that are going on.
Doug?
Yes.
She was on with us yesterday.
Oh, she was? Oh! Yeah. Today's September 11th. What's the matter with me? Where was I yesterday? Oh, no, I know what I wanted. I wanted to thank you. I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, I've seen this before. What I wanted to know how she did on the thumbs up, thumbs down. Voting.
You know, we've got an interesting tie here.
Ah, 100%?
She did 100% yesterday.
Ooh, okay.
So I'm wondering what we've never really had a tie.
We'll have a runoff before the runoff.
do we do that, or will you say, you know what, both pitchers were so good, they got such an overwhelming response, that we can bring them in?
Here's what I would separate them out? Well, because the person that gets on Dream Big America on Friday, we have usually either one or two of the contestants that participate in My Cool Inventions on the Friday Dream Big America contest, which is the culmination of not only us vetting through you people listening to these pitches and texting thumbs up and thumbs down, the people who win get on this is basically a semi-final round. We have Dream Big America, which is basically the same sort of thing as we have at My Cool Inventions. That's why we put the two programs together, so that we would be in a united front. So people get vetted. We have a My Cool Inventions contestant or two plus a Dream Big America contestant. So what I'm going to suggest is that next Monday we hold a runoff, have both of them, both Greg Fuhler, I haven't gotten his name right yet, Fuhler,
all right,
and Patricia Holmberg come on, unless today's participant, Hyun Won, with the wall frame marketing tool, if he gets... Is that a man or a woman? I don't know, because I don't know.
No, Hyun is a guy.
Hyun is a guy.
Yes, he's actually submitted several inventions. I mean,
really?
Some interesting. Yeah, he's a guy that one of those inventors that just admits everything.
Just keep going. Okay. So let's say he gets 100%. We'd have to have a runoff. So we'll have a runoff on Monday of whoever it is got 100%. Have the two of them on if you think that's okay. And then that person will be who shows up next Friday, because this Friday we have the winner from last week.
Would that be with the regular inventor that we normally have scheduled?
No, let's just have the two of them on together and go for it that way.
Uh-oh.
Right,
I already have a schedule for Monday.
But you know what? You know what they say?
Oh, no.
It's just a bowl of cherries. So this is radio, man. We're subject to all kinds. The fact that you even have it planned that far ahead amazes me. Good Lord. I don't know. We plan the Good Day program 5 seconds before it goes on the air.
Anyway. And that's being generous.
Yeah, that's it. All right. So anyway, you can maybe finagle around.
We'll figure it out. There's got to be something we can do.
There is. Okay. Speaking of something you can do, this week has been a big week for tech news. Microsoft wants to take over that game company, $2 billion. Apple has introduced its iPhone 85 or whatever the hell it is, and getting some buzz on that. The price of Apple stock went up and went down, up and down and sideways. So now there's another stock to watch, and it's a great name, Alibaba. The Alibaba IPO is basically the beginning of a new era for how we think about China's internet companies. And even though it's a Chinese company, Wall Street is driving the interest and the value. If you don't know Alibaba, it's a Chinese e-commerce site. It has an upcoming IPO that may be the biggest internet IPO ever, dwarfing the size of Facebook, which was at the time, what, 19 billion or something the first day? It was something crazy like that. But because this is like the Chinese Amazon or the Chinese eBay or whatever it is, and the market is so big, everybody's pitching it, everybody's playing hard. Alibaba, is, they are, in terms of how they're promoting this job, doing the right thing, because the idea before you do an IPO is to stir everybody up, right? Let's get people that are investors interested in this thing. Most of the time, the, I don't know, is there wholesale retailer, the insider guys, they have all of the people like you and me, we can never buy these IPO, these stocks on the first day, right?
We don't get in on the fun stuff, like the stuff that really makes the money, right? We're always the ones that, you know, 3 days later think, man, I should probably, everybody else has done it, but oh, then you've already gotten a huge appreciation.
Well, if you were lucky and you bought Facebook, as an example, 3 days in, and you still own it, you're doing pretty well. Look at how it's changed.
$200 billion in valuation the other day.
10 times what it was when I went to the IPO. So,
you're right.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Google. How foolish was I at the time? This was 10 years ago when Google was on its way up. I had some extra cash, and so I bought Google. So I was over $300. And then it went up to $345, and it went to $365 and $375, and then it went back down again. I said, oh, my God, it's going down. Get rid of it. Today the stock is some crazy thing. And the same with, there are people who say that you need to buy stocks that are going to be around, like IBM. Look at the blue chips. Always buy a blue chip stock, and it'll be with you forever. Well, that's the case most of the time. But if you know, there are a lot of cowboys who do this, and a lot of day traders, a lot of people. Have you ever done that?
I tried to do day trading.
What happened?
I just don't have the attention span for that. Because I always feel like, you know, if I'm doing day trading, I'm watching, I'm looking, I'm, you know, doing the penny stocks, I'm doing all this stuff, and trying to go back and forth, and I don't want to sit at my computer all day long.
That's what you have to do. You have to be dedicated to sitting there for 4 or 5 hours at a time. I know somebody who does it, makes a lot of money, because it's the understanding of what's behind the scenes sometimes, and there is a part of it that's just luck of the draw stuff, too. So under the circumstances, there are people who are just not interested. There are people, I know my bank, my little local bank here has 3 offices. They put out a big deal. They have 125 years of experience. So they're offering customers a big deal. Sign up now for a 7-month CD. They'll pay 1.25%. What? 1.25%. Well, the mortgage rates are 3, 3.25, 3.5. And normally, doesn't a bank have? Isn't it usually the case they usually like to make 2 points?
So you have a small town bank?
I have a little teeny bank. I've had an account there since I was 6 years old. I am the third longest running depositor in the bank.
You're like, but that's odd in today's world, right? I mean, every bank that I've known has always been gobbled up with some bigger one.
Right, exactly. They don't want to be gobbled
the
up.
Service.
They
the
just
service
bought another. They bought. They had two offices, and they bought the next. The town next door had a little single office bank, and they bought that. Wow. And they are the second most profitable bank in the state in terms of dollars. That tells you something about these big, gigantic banks that pay billions of dollars in fines to screw with you. These people
they
are
know
not,
your name there, right? They know your name. When you walk
know
in the
my
door,
name. It's like I had my own person who takes care of my accounts. She watches my accounts every day. Something needs to be moved from one to another. She's on it. She'll send me an email sometimes and tell me she did it. Sometimes she doesn't. But she watches my accounts every single day.
See, I miss those days. I miss that.
That's what we've been ruined by the big. This is. I told you about the hacking that took place with me last week. I think I told that here. Didn't I tell that story about being dumb enough that they issue bank cards, but they're MasterCards, but they guarantee them, the personal accounts they guarantee. They don't guarantee the business accounts. So I got hacked last week, and I was dumb enough, and the lady who watches my accounts sort of laughs. She and I have been friends for 40 years. She's been at the bank for about that long. And she said, well, didn't you know that when somebody calls from MasterCard or someone calls about MasterCard, they're calling actually a human being calls. That's the rule. There are no robocallers. There's no, and I responded to a robocall. Somebody called sophisticatedly enough and said, put in your bank, the credit card number and the date that it, you know, what's the expiration date. So dummy me, I do that. And then she
and
said,
I would,
what's the
I would suppose they waited for you to be off your show. They knew you'd been up all night long.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And then you'd be the most tired then.
Dumb enough
to answer
that.
Anything.
Right, yeah. All right, so just be careful anyway. 18 after the hour on My Cool Inventions.
I'd say 10.
4, 5, 12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams brews about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Summer Ale.
Terry Wheat.
Ooh, Terry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
This is crazy.
So obviously we were wrong.
I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass. Get responsibly.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes! According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you can double your earning potential. Double your earning potential. Call now, 1-800-285-6834. That's 800-285-6834. 800-285-6834.
Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got glue for 39 cents. So cool. Erasers for 25 cents. Way. A mechanical pencil for a buck. I got a muffa that is. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got glue for 39 cents, erasers for 25 cents, and mechanical pencils for $1. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Offers now while supplies last. Limit supplies. See storestaples.com for details.
We'll be right back.
the Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now 23 and change past the hour, My Cool Inventions, and today we'll be honoring Hai Un Wan, who has a wall frame marketing tool that you may find very intriguing and helpful. John Cremins and Doug Steffen on the air with the cool inventions, the cool inventors, the cool entrepreneurs. And then there are discussions of things that affect our money and our lives. There's a reason for having a second job, maybe a business that you start on your own. If you haven't noticed, there are a lot of people, and in fact, the number is 40 million plus now, John. 40 million Americans now have at least one outstanding student loan, according to some new analysis from the credit bureaus. Carrying tens of thousands of dollars in student loan debt has become one of the new normals because of climbing tuition, inadequate college savings. In 2008, there were 29 million American consumers who were in debt for post-secondary education. Now it's 40 million. Are you? How many children? You have two children, right?
Oh, I have three.
Three. And where are they in the rung and the ladder?
Well, my oldest son, John, who's going into electrical engineering and electrical contracting,
right.
His business is actually sending him to school.
Really?
It's not costing me anything.
Cool.
Except for the food that he's eating in my house. I can't do anything about that.
Nice.
I got my daughter, Ashley, who's actually paying for a lot of her own education.
Really?
It's just very interesting, yeah, because they don't want to go into debt.
Well, the average balance, by the way, for each loan is $29,000.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
From 23 a couple of years ago.
Well, look at the cost of education right now. I mean, it's skyrocketed.
I was at my alma mater over this last weekend. I was looking at the new, and we've always been, I was on the board there for about 12 years, and we always argued about how much the percentage of increase ought to be, what it costs to run the school, how do you get people there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I remember when I left, which was 4 years ago, I think the tuition was about 29.5 in that vicinity. It was under 30 grand. And I looked at the stuff they're sending out. By the time you're done paying for all the stuff now, the sticker is $35,000. But yeah, everybody's got student aid and that sort of thing.
Well, or, back in what 2000? No, that'd be 1981. I think I was paying maybe $3,200.
You paid $3,200. I paid $4,600 to go to the same school.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I mean, back half when we were going to school, it was nothing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's just, but
it's,
it was.
It's gotten dramatically different.
It is indicative of what's gone on in the value of the dollar. Interesting, because today we're seeing that the value of the dollar has increased. There were a lot of people who have suggested in the last year or so that we go off the dollar standard because it isn't as valuable. Stop paying for oil with a dollar and that sort of thing. And when you look around, even though the economic recovery here is flat at best, if you look at the rest of the world, it's pretty dangerous in a sense. The Chinese, the Chinese don't have roots. We have really deep roots economically. Western Europe has deep roots. Chinese don't. They have a lot of cash, but they don't have deep roots. But when you look at the economy in Europe, for example, or in South America, you can almost go country by country, but the essence of the strength of the dollar is based on the fact that most of these countries are not recovering economically. They're not even flat. They're losing ground, and people keep wondering what in the world that's going to mean. We've overextended ourselves, and here's a perfect example of it. You can't
just continued on, right?
Right. You can't keep borrowing money and not pay it back. You got to figure out how that works, and student loans is one area, and credit cards is another area. And these numbers, the credit that we had extended to us, if you will, during the Bush years especially, it's all dried up because we spent it all. Now we're paying interest, and how many people are paying the loan down? They're just paying the interest. Think about that.
Yes, but it's pretty much true, right?
Quite a bit. Yep. All right, let's get to our tool. We have a new inventor coming up in a few minutes here on My Cool.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of like Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Right now, during Guitar Center's Storewide Savings Event, every single new guitar, amp, bass, and keyboard is on sale. Save on exclusives from Gibson, Fender, Taylor, Martin, Yamaha, and Korg. Deals like 25% off an American-made Gibson Les Paul, now just $5.99. Take up to 15% off all studio monitors, keyboards, cajones, cymbals, and drumsticks. And with our unbeatable price guarantee, if you find a better deal even online, we'll beat it by 10% of the difference. Don't miss Guitar Center's Storewide Savings Event, now through Sunday.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-780-8280 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-780-8280.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain and
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the freeze-dry guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House chicken stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew. Butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The freeze-dry guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Dr. Wallach, an award-winning scientist, naturopathic physician, author of several books such as Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Let's Play Doctor, and a Nobel Prize nominee. Dr. Wallach will be here on September 15th and 16th. Wallach has proven that diseases classified as autoimmune were in fact caused by nutritional deficiencies. Get your free ticket to hear about the true causes of diseases. Call 763-291-5052. To receive your free ticket, call 763-291-5052.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Back into the action here on My Cool Inventions Radio. People submitting inventions and ideas all the time. John Cremins, doctor of shopology from the days at HSN, QVC, Akos Jankura, who's outselling something to somebody right now.
As a matter of fact, he's on this hour. QVC UK, yeah.
All right, okay. So we would, if we had satellite, we could probably watch him, right? Can't you get, you can get Sky News. All over the place, you know, those sorts of things here, there, and everywhere. All right, so let's get to our competitor today. His name is Hyun Yong, and he has the wall frame marketing tool that everybody, when they hear this, is going to want, I'm guessing. I don't know, but it sounds like I'm having a new partner in my life, and she's moved in. There was a lot of wall hanging going on, a lot of pictures, frames, all kinds of stuff, holes in the wall.
Well, I'm thinking of like the molding and all the, you know, the interesting things that you want to put in your house, right?
Right, exactly.
Like there's some crown molding in.
Well, is that what this is? Is this about that, or is this about, well, let's find out. We're asking, talking like a couple of guys with paper butts. Here we go.
Well, let's do that. Let's welcome Hyun Yong into the show. Hyun, welcome to My Cool Inventions today.
Hi, I'm pleased to be in your show. Thank you so much for that.
So, Hyun, tell us a little bit about this, because you're an inventor that have been with us before here at My Cool Inventions with other inventions of yours, but you've come up with this wall frame marking tool. So Doug and I, right now, since we really haven't built houses before, we're having a little problem trying to understand exactly what this does. Tell me what the wall frame marking tool is.
No, the high-end houses, they have moldings, like crown moldings, chair rail and base molding. In between the chair rail and base molding, there's a rectangular molding, that what we call is a picture frame molding. And when you install picture frame moldings, you have to hire a contractor or carpenters. And average about it costs $3,000 or $4,000 for two technicians. It takes about 3 or 4 days job. And if you use that wall frame marking tool, it takes just half day. And you don't have to hire the technicians. You can do it by yourself.
Really? Okay. So what is this? So that you get the right angles and the right, amount of spacing
right.
in between the framing?
That's right. You got it. You're a very smart man. You just need... You don't need the laser or
metal. Hold on just a second. Wait a minute, sir. You realize you're talking to John Cremins, right? You're just thinking, you're a very smart man.
Yes, he does. That's why.
What's that all about? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So tell us, is this expensive? This has got to be, right, to do this?
It's ready in the market. It's $19.99. And you can adjust the gap between 2.5 inches, 3 inches, 4 inches, 2.5 inches. And also you can adjust the angle, 45 degree and 90 degree angle.
So is this, I'm looking at this, is this a big problem? There are a lot of homeowners that are doing this that have the same problem?
Oh, no, it's not all houses you need that, but the high-end houses, the high-end household holders, they need molding. Hmm. You can do it for the mid-end or low-end houses, but mainly high-end, expensive houses, they have molding.
So how long does something like this take? Let's say I want to do a living room or a den or an office, and I was just adding some molding in there. How hard is it to come up with this? Yeah, so
everywhere.
How long does it take to do it?
I mean, how long does it take to do it?
Yeah, to mark up, let's say, a bedroom or a living room.
Oh, okay. So for average full bedroom, you need about 40 or 50 moldings.
All right.
So this marking job, it takes three days for technician. Two technicians for 3 days job.
But with something like this, with your tool, it takes less time then?
Yeah. If you have that tool, you don't need that much time. Just nail gun, you need that.
Can I ask you how you actually came up with this? Was this something that happened in your own life and you said, well, there's a problem I'm going to solve? Or did you just hear other people talk about it and you said, darn it, I'll come up with a solution?
Right. I'm not a specialty in molding or contracting business. I have a partner and co-inventor with this product. And I have some other products with my co-inventors. Some people have the ideas to solve the everyday problems, but they don't know how to solve, how to manufacture, how to design. And so they come up with the idea, and I help them, and then you become a co-inventor.
Okay. All right. I guess I can see that. Do you have any questions for him, Doug, at all? I mean, I'm trying to figure out a little bit, maybe, once you kind of had this idea, by putting a prototype together, did you go through a process for that, too?
Are you asking me or?
High end. As far as putting this together, you come up with this idea and you think you have the solution. But did you go through different prototypes before you finally settled on one?
That's right. It takes a long time and trial and error for making prototypes, designing, and it takes several months to get the final product.
All right. Interesting. I'm kind of interested to hear your pitch, too, and to find out what America thinks about it. And before we do that, I just want to tell everybody listening that you can vote for Hyen on our website, mycoolinventions.com. After we listen to the pitch, you can put thumbs up or thumbs down. You can take out that smartphone that you have and text to the number 22333, put thumbs up or thumbs down, or you can actually go to our website and tweet if you want. Just tweet in Twitter, at poll, that's at A with a squiggle mark, poll, and then put thumbs up or thumbs down on your tweet. So, Hyen, if you're ready, I'm assuming you are.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and we're gonna hear the pitch. And when you hear the music, you're gonna hear someone say, "Well, let's hear it." And then when you hear that, you have 1 minute to pitch the wall frame marking tool. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Here we go, Hyen. If you're ready, let's play the music.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me. Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay, wall frame marking tool is a very convenient gap generating tool for high-end houses. If anyone needs to install wall frame markings, picture frame moldings, you have to hire contractors or carpenters. It costs you about $3,000 or $4,000 3 days job for four to two technicians. But if you have this tool, $19.99, you can buy it online at straine.com, S-T-R-A-I-N-E-E.com. You can save at least $3,000, and you can do it by yourself. You don't need any skills or techniques or tools. You can finish within half day. So it's a cool product. You can try it.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
All right. All right, Tyan. I got a couple questions for you after the pitch, but you had a lot more time to go, right?
Excuse me for having to drop out for a second here. I had to do something with my dog related for a moment, so I apologize for missing your question.
Okay.
But I did hear the pitch, and you asked the question. You wanted some clarification. I think that the pitch needs a lot of work.
It needs more, right? It needs a little bit more than what I heard. And Hein, once again, we're always trying to help you with as much advice.
Yeah, we're here to help. Absolutely here to help.
And you had what do you think? 15 seconds? 15
right,
seconds
there was
left?
Plenty of time left. Yeah.
Yeah, you could. What I would try to do is set up the problem a little bit more. Like, I would come out and say what the problem is, that there are homeowners and people across the country that, are trying to put up crown molding. They're trying to make their house look perfect. Then maybe they're taking an older house and making it look new again.
And by the way, this is an excellent idea.
Yeah.
If you look at what he's done, the way that it's done, I have a home that actually is about 35, 40 years old that I built myself I didn't build it, but had somebody build it. I get involved in some of the things, and I'm listening to him, and I'm thinking there are a lot of applications for what he's suggesting here to dress things up a little bit.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear, because I had to jump out for a minute, whether or not he told his own story. What was the reason for your coming up with this in the first place? What was the need? Was this for you something you were trying to do on your own?
Oh, not many people can do the job. There are about 2 million do-it-yourselfers in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
They have tools. They know how to do that, but they normally don't do this wall frame marking job. Not because this is difficult, but because this is very cumbersome. It hurts knees and ankles, but you have squat and then measure it and mark it and draw the line all 3 days, 4 days. So do it yourself first. They know how to do it, but they don't want to do the job. But with this tool, you don't need that.
No, that's not my question. My question is, did you find that you wanted to do this and that's why you developed it? Is this something you were trying to do with your
own? No. That's not my own development. I have a partner. He's a contractor. He's doing the job for 15 years, and he's done the old way. So he brought up an idea, and he wants to develop a new product, but he doesn't know how to do that, so I helped him. So I'm a co-inventor, and he's initiated how to start this invention.
All right. So I guess in your pitch, what I would do, and I really think that the problem needs to be, brought to flesh, meaning that I can understand it by just what you say, and then that way I can get emotionally invested in it. I mean, I would possibly go on a route of saying, hey, have you ever bought a home and thought, I'd like to make it or upgrade it? Or better yet, maybe you're investing in homes and you want to upgrade your home by adding just crown molding to give it a new look.
Right.
I have the perfect solution that can help you in the problem of setting up molding and making it look perfect every time.
You're the perfect pitch I wish I could have. You're the professional.
That's what I would do, though. I mean, I think you've got a great invention. I mean, you've had
some,
but this one, I think, for anyone that's ever done this kind of work in a home, they know what a pain it is. And this is something that, like a Home Depot or a Lowe's or something like that should pick this up, because everybody going in there across America would love something like this. So here's what I want everybody to do. I want you to, if you're listening to the show right now, you like high-end convention. You want to know more, or better, you want to vote for him, go to our website at mycoolinventions.com. You'll be able to see the vote happening live, and you can use your smartphone. If you can text, just text to the number 22333. That's 22333. You can put thumbs up or thumbs down in your text, or you can actually tweet to vote. If you tweet to vote on Twitter, you can just go ampersand poll, or not ampersand, but the A with the squiggle mark poll, and then put thumbs up or thumbs down, and you'll start to see the voting happening here live. Hi, and I want to thank you for being on the show, and I realize that we'll see how the vote goes for you here, but I'm glad to have you back on Mike Cool Inventions.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
There you go.
All right, sir. Well, not everybody can be perfect in their pitch.
That's true. Good invention, just not able to get the visual across, I guess.
Right, that's what it is. Yeah, the important part is visualization. All right, so make sure you're voting, texting thumbs up and thumbs down to 22333, My Cool Inventions Radio.
And now, Katy Perry.
Imagine going on stage without any guitars or keyboards, drums, or a microphone, and being expected to roar. Tough, right? It's the same with our teachers who are using their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org is a charity that helps teachers get what they need for students to succeed. That's why Staples is donating $1 million to the cause.
Join Katy Perry and donate at staples.com/make-roar-happen.
I have a story about a product that I have started using called Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors affiliated with Yale University. 16 times more powerful than the krill oil that you buy in the superstore. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels and to lower the triglyceride levels in as short a period as 30 days, delivers more than 91% pure omega 3. It sharpens your mind, makes your mood better, your memory better. The makers of Omax 3 are so confident that you will see and feel these amazing benefits, they're willing to send you a free 30-day supply. You just cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call the number now, 800-316-7918, and tell them that Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure, a free 30-day supply at 800-316-7918.
Hey, I'm Michael Waltrip, NASCAR driver. I've taken my share of hits on the track, but one of the hardest hits I ever took was when my mom suffered a stroke due to atrial fibrillation, or AFib, which is an irregular heartbeat. That's why, throughout September, I'll be working with Janssen to bring attention to AFib and the risk of stroke. You can show your support for this important cause by visiting myafibstory.com to upload a photo of yourself for a chance to be on the number 66 myafibstory.com car I'll be racing at Talladega on October 19th. For every eligible photo submitted, Janssen will make a contribution to the American Heart Association that will help make a difference for the millions of Americans living with AFib and for those who care for them. You can be on my car. To upload your photo and show your support, go to myafibstory.com. That's myafibstory.com.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this.
And once people hear it, they break into a dance and head to Staples. Here's a mom and daughter. Why are you guys dancing?
I just got glue for 39 cents. So cool. Erasers for 25 cents. Way. A mechanical pencil for $1. I got a muffa that ish. My friends will be so jelly. Hashtag really cool.
Let me translate. She got glue for 39 cents, erasers for 25 cents, and mechanical pencils for $1. She must tell her friends on social media.
OMG. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Offers valid while supplies last. Limits apply. See store staples.com for details.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
In a sense, it's deja vu as the president lays out a strategy to deal with the crisis. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It was a year ago last night, September 10, 2013, on the eve of the 9/11 anniversary, that President Obama addressed the nation, making a case for missile strikes against Syria in the aftermath of Syrian President Assad's use of chemical weapons against his own people. Those missile strikes never did come to pass. A year later, the president once again spoke to the nation. Last night, he laid out plans to fight the growing threat from ISIS militants.
In a region that has known so much bloodshed, these terrorists are unique in their brutality. They execute captured prisoners. They kill children. They enslave, rape, and force women into marriage.
And so, the president vowed to pursue a course to degrade and ultimately destroy ISIS through a comprehensive and sustained counterterrorism strategy.
And our own safety, our own security, depends upon our willingness to do what it takes to defend this nation and uphold the values that we stand for.
The president said the fight against ISIS will be waged with continued U.S. airstrikes in Iraq, as well as expanding those strikes into Syria, while supporting partner forces on the ground. Other components to the strategy include improved intelligence gathering and cutting off ISIS funding, along with helping to train and arm rebels in Syria. Reaction? Republican Senator John McCain, using 2020 hindsight, said if the U.S. had left troops in Iraq instead of pulling out, it might have stopped ISIS right there.
All this has happened is because he refused to leave a residual force behind, overruling all of the recommendations of his military commanders.
Senator McCain said the U.S. needs to put more boots on the ground now, but only in a support role. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Your local HealthMart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your HealthMart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because HealthMarts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At HealthMart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit HealthMart.com for the location near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
On Wall Street, the market's coming off a bounce-back day yesterday. The Dow gaining 55 points, closing at 17,069. NASDAQ up 34 points. S&P gained 7. It may not seem this way, but the numbers show the nation's major airlines are doing a better job of getting air travelers to their destinations on time. Latest figures from the Department of Transportation show flights of the biggest airlines had an on-time arrival rate of more than 75% in July. And finally, today, of course, is the 13th anniversary of 9/11. Ceremonies and observances to be held today at Ground Zero, New York City, at the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. These New Yorkers offer their thoughts about 9/11, saying the annual ceremony is a necessary one.
They should continue with the ceremony. It's going to always be a part of history.
Having that moment to recall it and also to realize that it's not just us, we're part of the world.
There are so many stories of the incredible heroism that was displayed on that day and in the days to come. As a New Yorker myself, I have a 9/11 story for you about a friend of mine named Lloyd Frazier. A wonderful, upbeat guy, always smiling, a successful McDonald's franchise owner for many years. Among the restaurants he owned, one not too far from the Twin Towers in Manhattan. Lloyd was working at that restaurant the morning of September 11, 2001. After the attack, with so many people running for their lives, he and all the others inside that McDonald's stayed there. They huddled and they prayed. But then Lloyd saw a firefighter collapse right outside of his store. Most of those inside pleaded with Lloyd not to go out, but he did, crawling to the injured firefighter and dragging him inside, saving his life. Lloyd stayed at Ground Zero for the next 5 days, feeding thousands of rescue workers for free. All Lloyd would ever say about what he did was simply, "Hey, anyone would have done that." Lloyd Frazier passed away from cancer in 2006. What he did 13 years ago today tells you all you need to know about a friend I will always miss. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Oh, fall. A time for cooler temperatures and hot deals from America's Best Value Inn. Save 15% when you book a room online at americasbestvalueinn.com and stay now through October 23rd. Plus, you'll enjoy free continental breakfast, internet, and instant rewards through our Value Club at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Fall into savings this season at America's Best Value Inn.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.